It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, good day, good day, good day to you. It's a Thursday. It's February the 16th, 2023. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. We're live on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. Why three frequencies? Because our guests have so much to say, it won't fit on one channel. We need three frequencies. And besides that, as you move around, you have to change your dial, pick up the best one that works for you. Tell you a couple things going on around our community. Tonight's Meet Bingo, my wife and I are going. It's put on by the Lions Club at the Anderson Fieldhouse, 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And if you have questions, call Janice Young at 928-514-5082. And then the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce has a mixer tonight. It's at the Colorado River Museum and Historical Society. That's a little fenced-in area you see in the parking lot of the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, on the north end. That's by the Little Red Schoolhouse. It's 5:30 till 7. Call the Chamber of Commerce if you have questions. It's their mixer, 928-754-4121. And now, let's get right to our guest and move into the studio here. And welcome from the cold of Kingman and Golden Valley, Jack Mafara. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I can't complain, Larry, at all.
It is cold out there, isn't it?
Well, yesterday morning I woke up with a small problem. My pipes froze. I wasn't expecting.
Oh, wow.
We did get a little bit of snow on Tuesday in Kingman. You can see it coming down as I left Rickety's to go back to my office. I'm like, whoa, it is really cold out here.
Yeah. You left Rickety's. That's a good place, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually enjoyed their wings. Are really good.
Well, and the atmosphere in there is really nice.
I like it.
I like the fact that they took advantage and expanded out, you know, into the street.
Sure.
And made more seating back in the pandemic where you couldn't have people more than 6 feet together, you know.
Well, now, I don't know if you know, I think the city's trying to take it back.
Oh, they are?
They don't want the seating outside anymore, so there's been a little bit of a conflict over that.
Well, they spent a bundle because they did it all with steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't just do 4x4s and plywood. They did it right. So, well, they're going to get a fight from all those people who did that.
And the new owner is really nice. You know, I was speaking to him the other day, and he actually went out and introduced himself, and I really wish them well. I think they have a great place. It's in a beautiful downtown Kingman, which I love. And I told them it's just so nice to be able to walk over and have lunch and then walk back.
Yeah. You know? They're close to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I'm
perfect.
On 4th Street, so it's right there.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. So how is the world of investments as we look at, you know, every 2 weeks the Fed is raising the interest rate? Is that playing with you at all?
Oh, no. That's actually a positive for us.
Oh, it is.
Well, you have to realize life insurance companies make their money off of U.S. Treasury. So as the rates go up and they buy these bonds, they're able to offer higher participation rates. So if you buy a proper index annuity, otherwise known as an FIA, for example, the one that I love the most, it's a 60% S&P 500 blend with 40% U.S. Treasuries. And because of the U.S. Treasuries, the participation rate went from 100% to 220%, which really actually allows you to outperform the S&P.
Wow.
the investments are doing absolutely incredible. I have clients that went in October. They're up 8%.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Already.
And, yeah, during a mellow time. Now, before that, we averaged 10.23% return per year for the last 10 years, real returns.
Right.
Now, not fake returns. And the you know, I have clients that more than doubled their monies, and then when this crash came, they still kept that money because there's no, once you lock in and you don't give it back. So there's some pretty happy clients, and they brought me a lot of clients because a lot of people just wanted out.
Right. Wow.
So.
Wow. So right now you're doing real well then.
Doing extremely busy, especially thanks to our president making the comment that, you know, he might not have the money if he doesn't get the debt ceiling he wants. He might not have the money for the federal pensions. I'm certified in federal pensions, so my phone won't is ringing off the hook. How do we protect our money?
Right.
I was like, well, if you're over 59 and a half, you can take your TSP and put it into an IRA. You just have to leave $1,000 in there, mm-hmm. okay, and you continue contributing, even though you're not retired, but you could take control of your money.
When you move it into the IRA, it's protected?
Well, it is now.
Yeah.
It's not with the government anymore. So
I
don't know what kind of games. I think the government uses more of a scare tactic to get what they want. I don't think they would ever do that to them, but you just don't know.
Well, and I don't know, you know, when you're 80 and you're trying to run the country, you're going to stumble on your own tongue sometimes.
Yeah.
And say things that, you know.
You just shouldn't say.
Well, and I always like every White House. I don't care who it was. If Obama, if it was the Reagan, anyone, you know, they would go out and say something, and then it would have to be rewritten somewhere in the back room. Here's what he meant.
Yeah. I have to agree with you on Obama, Trump, definitely. Trump managed to say things that he really shouldn't have said, which is probably what shot him in the foot in the first place. And then Biden, I don't even think he knows what he's saying.
No.
So we have a situation the last few years have been horrific. The one thing I have to give Obama credit for is that he could, his speech was excellent.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he knew how to, but even though it really wasn't what he made it sound like it's what the people wanted to hear. He was really good at that. But Reagan, he was one of my favorites. The guy, I just loved his jokes. And he just knew how to talk. He was a great entertainer, there's no doubt about it.
And Bush?
No.
No?
No.
Not your favorite?
You know, and you know what? A lot of people think I'm Republican. I'm actually more of an independent. We have just as many bad Republican presidents as we had Democrats. So
right.
I don't care who you are, what side of the fence you're on. I think the first thing we need to get rid of is the parties.
Well, I think, and I totally agree with that, because and Congress will never let that happen, because they like the fact.
Oh, they love it.
They hate each other.
Yeah, the chaos is great.
They
love it.
Chaos.
Yes.
You know, but you're 100% right. I would love to see, you know, more independents recognized that it is a third party, and then all of a sudden you'd see a lot of people moving to the third party, and then you'd have a shakeup in D.C. But I think that every president, and even the senators and the congressmen, I think they all go in there with a plan. And then they get there, and they got to play ball with everybody who's there. And that plan goes away. Now, Kyrsten Sinema, you know, she went and became an independent, which she was kind of voting that way anyhow, but now she calls herself an independent. And I think that probably still puts her half and half with both parties.
Well, because in all honesty, even though I favor the conservative side more than I do the Democrat, the left side, but both parties have good ideas.
Right.
Okay. And, you know,
so and both parties have bad ideas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can't just say, and I think we close our minds when we say, oh, no, it's all this or nothing.
Right.
There's no critical thinking. Probably one of the best comedians of all time was George Carlin,
who
used to always tell people, if you don't they stopped us from critical thinking.
Yeah. He was just on Ed Sullivan on a channel the other night. I taped it because it was going to have Carlin and the Beatles on it, so I had to tape it.
The Beatles was great. Yeah.
And when Ed Sullivan first introduced the Beatles to America. But you're right. You know, there's a lot of good ideas on both teams, and there's a lot of bad ideas on both teams. But the problem is, too, that they terrorize each other, and they say things that you and I wouldn't say to each other. We wouldn't say to our children. Our children wouldn't say to us. You know, and then our children turn on the news, and they see this Well, it's okay to cuss and it's okay to tell my friend he's this, you know, because the president did it or the congressman did it, and it's politics.
The politics have our government, believe it or not, whether people want to really grasp onto this, has become a lot more corrupt than it ever has been.
Oh yeah,
it's, you know, I get a kick out of when people say, "Oh, Mexico's government is corrupt." I say, "Like, well, like ours is any better."
I was gonna say our guys are taking lessons. What's the guy who just got in and they found out he lied about everything he said?
Yes.
He has no background. He has nothing, you know. It's like he was born in a trash can last week and all of a sudden he's a congressman. And even Congress, I don't think, is happy with him because of the fact he got in on all lies.
Well, let's take a look at Kamala Harris. She's got to be, what, the first vice president that is Jamaican and Indian that won as an African American. Think about it.
There you go. So as D.C. changes things and the interest rate, let's say in 6 months they decide to drop it a quarter or something. How will that play out with your?
A quarter could play out a little bit, and it would have an effect, a positive effect on some parts of the investments. And, of course, the market may go up because of it. But because we did have a little retraction from the S&P from the increase. But the increase benefits us in other ways. And the MIGAs,
the
multi-year guaranteed annuities.
Okay.
The last I did one was at 5.4.
Wow.
I think with this next rate increase, we may see 5.6. I would love to see 6%. I'd be ecstatic. So there's a lot of good choices. Some people are doing half and half. They're putting half in an FIA and waiting for the market to turn around. Because here's the beautiful thing about FIAs, fixed index annuities.
Right.
There's no cap on the ceiling. There's only a cap on the floor. You can't go below what you invested. You
right.
can't go below what interest is already locked in after every 2 years.
Okay.
But there's no cap on the ceiling. So in 2008, my client, she went in the index in 2006, the S&P.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, the S&P dropped drastically, 40%. She reset at 712, and then the next year it went back to 1200.
Right.
She had a 54% return.
Dang.
So that's the nice thing about not having a ceiling. So I tell people all the time, if you're in an FIA, sit back and you got the S&P. Now, if you got those fake indexes, forget it. You're never going to make money. But if you got the S&P, just sit back and wait because you're going to get a huge increase. Because
right.
usually the S&P does. It flies forward.
And the biggest thing with almost all these plans is patience.
Patience.
You know, you need to be in them for 3 or 4 or 5 years or have a plan when to take it out so that you can adjust each time and overcome.
Well, think about it. We lost our minds.
Yeah.
Because when day trading came, it was only an hour.
Yeah.
Well, I held on to the stock for an hour, and I made.
Yeah.
But back in the day, when you really think about it, you weren't supposed to invest your money unless you were putting it away for 10 years.
Right.
But it's now everybody's like, and day trading ruined the market.
Oh, of course.
So.
All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We're going to come back and talk some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. And I do want to remind you of the Veterans Resource Fair tomorrow at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. Starts at 10 o'clock to 2. And if you're a veteran, go down there. There's going to be an enormous amount of services for you that you might not be aware of. Any questions, call Jennifer at 928-897-5730. 897-5730. And then the Rotary, the morning Mojave Sunrise. He's going to have a bingo tournament tomorrow night at Los Lagos, 5:30. Any questions, call Matt at Barron's, 928-758-5499.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at vitalant.org.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. The phone lines are open. Yeah, we have two lines, 702-298-1063. I do want to remind you that tomorrow, Paula Voy is going to have Go Lake Havasu, and then GDKLLC, and I'm going to have, on this program, the Kingman Chamber of Commerce. Right. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, plan to join your friends and family at Laughlin Ranch on Friday, March 31st for an evening of outdoor concert with the sounds of the Eagles. Yes, get your tickets now for an Eagles tribute band. You go outdoors under the stars. General admission is $50, first come, first serve. And VIP is $100, and they're going to feed you and bring you beverages right there in your seat. How cool is that? And then check out the after party afterwards. Yeah, you can get all the information and your tickets at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions, are you a little chilly out there? Well, how about your home or your office? Is that system going to keep you nice and snuggly for the next couple months? Well, if not, everybody in Bullhead City and Needles calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. You should too. Let them take care of your comfort tools. Get you right where you like it. Take care of your thermostat, your furnace, your heater, your heat pumps. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Call them at 928-758-2400. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, are you looking for some money? You want to buy a house, build a house, add on to your house, remodel your house? You need a couple $100,000? Go see Chad. Yeah, call him up at 928-288-2691. You go in and you sit down at his big desk and you fill out a little piece of paper for $200,000. And then you look up and he's gone. Where did he go? Well, under his desk is his vault. It's the size of the Pentagon underground. So if you know anyone in planning and zoning in Havasu, don't bring that up. But he goes down in the vault and he gets your $200,000. He puts it on a silver platter, comes right up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call him at Mojave Mortgage. Get some of Chad's money. 288-2691. All right, back in the studio with Jack Mafara for another 4 or 5 minutes here. And so each day when you go in and you look at the reports and the markets and everything, are you finding that there's new avenues for your customers to invest in that day where they're going to make more money than they would have yesterday?
No, not really, Larry. To be honest with you, FIAs, when they first came out, was linked to the S&P 500 index. The company started putting other indexes in there, including these made-up indexes, because the cost of the S&P was so high. The higher the volatility, the higher the cost of the options, which would bring the returns down. So F&G Fidelity decided to calm the S&P down with a 60-40 blend with U.S. Treasury. So 60% S&P, 40%. And it kept the returns in double digits, but it got rid of the volatility. And it resets every 2 years instead of 1 year, which also brings down the volatility. So there's ways to control and give the best gains you can to the client by doing those kind of things. Now, I will give them credit for one index that they have. They have a real estate index that does almost as well as the S&P.
Oh, wow.
Which is surprising. So I had a client come in. He says, yeah, he says, I'm going to put $100,000 with you, and I want to put $50,000 with a real estate REIT, you know, fund. And I was like, well, we have a real estate index. So he ended up putting all in there. And he put $50,000 in the real estate index and $100,000 in the S&P.
Right.
And I showed them the actual real returns for the real estate was around 9.6.
Oh.
That's not bad at all.
No.
So, I mean, we have others. We have gold, silver. I'm not a big fan of gold and silver, but we do have precious metals indexes. We have the Barclays, even though they're mostly in cash. So I warn the investors, there's a lot in cash. You're not going to make any money right now.
Right.
So, like, for example, I had one client say, well, the market's down, so we're not going to make money anyway. I was like, well, you know, if that S&P just inches up a little bit, I'm like I said, that client's already over between 7 and 8%. You just can't discount that because it doesn't have to do much to make money.
And 7 and 8% is a lot more than you're going to get at any bank, and it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with a guarantee of principal. It's just not going to happen.
So over your years of doing this, what's the best return interest rate that you gave a customer?
That 2008 year, everybody got 54%.
Wow.
They all reset at 712. And
wow, 54%.
54%. And the funniest part, Larry, I had this one. This little old lady, she had nothing but CDs. She never knew anything about investments. Her daughter calls
me. That's what I use in here for my music.
Yeah,
oh,
CDs.
Sorry. Oh, my mistake.
Her daughter called my office. I explained it to her. She goes, oh, that would be nice for Ma. I was like, yeah, she'll average 5, 6, 7%. Mm-hmm. You know, she was in one of those more mellow not as aggressive, and she comes in my office. She goes, oh, she goes, I got my statement. And I was like, okay, you want to go over it? She goes, yeah, they made a huge mistake. They moved the decimal point in the wrong spot. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, they got 54.8. I was like, it should be 5.48, don't you think? I was like, no. I was like,
wow.
She goes, what do you mean? I was like, I actually made this? I was like, yeah. She goes, how? What did you do? I didn't do anything. It's all based on the market.
Take the credit. Take the credit.
To this day, she thinks I did something.
That's funny.
I just can't convince her that the market actually did that.
Yeah.
But I had almost 100 clients got that return.
That's very good. You have 100 clients that are very happy.
Yes, yeah. That particular year that came due, because not everybody comes due at the same time.
Right. All right. Jack, you've said it all. Very good information today. Call Jack at 928-888-9828. His office is in Kingman and Bullhead City. You'll sit down with him. And you sit down with people and you don't have a cash register. There's no time clock on when you sit down with people. Yep. It doesn't cost them a nickel.
All consults are free.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He likes people. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in number is 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. And we'll be right back after this break.
Friends, family, and co-workers are meeting for lunch at ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Enjoy your choice of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, delicious protein shakes, and awesome smoothies. Ask about meal prep solutions. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. Bacon makes everything better. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery announces Bacon Fest. You can always add smokehouse bacon to your cheeseburger, your BLT, and check out the maple bacon pancake platter with eggs the way you want them. Try the bacon spinach Benedict or the bacon pepper jack omelet. Finally, the bacon and broccoli breakfast skittle. And breakfast is available from open to close, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery. Bring home the bacon from Perkins, Highway 95, Bullhead City. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS, 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License, 100185.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kias along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State 106.3.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, our Mojave County Sheriff's Office boat team is having a golf tournament this Saturday at Havasu Golf Club, 50-50 raffle. Also, call Dave Berg to get involved, 909-241-7162. And then Saturday, there's also a drive-through food distribution in Bullhead City, 1255 Marina Boulevard at City Hall. And you just drive through, and usually the key club members from the Mojave Accelerated Learning Center bring it out to your car, or they ask you what you need, and they go in and get it for you. Kicks off at 8. People will line up, get there early. Questions, call Grace. And no, they don't save anything for you. Questions, call Grace at 928-444-2896. And then there's the Sweetheart Ball Saturday evening, put on by the Veterans in Motion. At the Fiesta RV Ballroom. That's right there at the curve, you know, before you get to the college. Yeah, 5 to 9. And you call 760-831-6350. And they will tell you all about it. Speak Out is brought to you by 2.0. Is brought to you by, yeah, can't forget that part, huh? It's brought to you by Barron Services. Experts in fire and alarm systems. Yeah, fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions. You call one number, Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you, train you, and get you certified through Mojave Community College as a certified nursing assistant. Yes. Oh, while you're getting a check. How cool is that? Like being on, talk about on-the-job training. Yeah. And, of course, once you get that certificate, you make a little bit more money now because you're worth more. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services or someone who wants to enter the world of healthcare while they're getting paid, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. The Shed Guys, yes, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. Pick your size, your windows, the type of door, if you want a ramp or a porch, and then, or you can stop by today and see the selection at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave. Call Robert at 928-758-7224. Okay, now in the studio, and it's Juvie Vaughn with Arizona Youth Partnership. What is now I know, but for our listeners, what's Arizona Youth Partnership?
Arizona Youth Partnership, we do a number of things. It was started back in the 1990s in Pima County. A group of concerned parents got together and wanted the same opportunities and services for their youth, and now it's expanded to all the rural areas throughout Arizona.
Okay. So what is your part, your role?
I do substance abuse prevention in Bullhead City.
And meaning how? You stand on the street corner and yell people, don't do dope.
No. we use a number of different things. The biggest that we use is evidence-based programming. I'm in Mojave High School right now teaching Too Good for Drugs. We do 5 weeks social-emotional learning, 5 weeks of the substances, and then an additional 5 weeks of dating and relationship violence.
And you graduated from Mojave.
I ended up graduating from Melk, but I went to Mojave and Melk.
Okay, so at least you can communicate with these students. You went to the school.
Yes, yeah. I did. It's changed a lot since I went.
Well, yeah, yeah. But you know, you don't want somebody in their 60s trying to teach something to kids this age group about something as important as this. And when you've got someone who said, you know, I went to this school right here. I you know, and now I'm trained to do this. You probably have a better way of connecting with them.
I do, and I think I do. I was also, my parents were addicts, so I've seen how it tears apart families and from the ground up. So when I speak to them, it's a little bit more on the level of I know what it does.
Yeah, true experience.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you also teach at Fox Creek?
No, I'm not at Fox Creek. That's West Care. Right now, I'm only in Mojave High myself, but we have a prevention specialist, a program specialist. He teaches just the programming. He's at Crushed Academy down in Mojave Valley as well. And we serve all of Mojave County. So Arizona Youth Partnership has people in schools in Havasu and Kingman.
Oh, okay. All right. And you're going to be at the Kiwanis Kids Expo on March 25th.
Yes, I am.
Yep. And you'll be passing out some information about your classes?
Yes, I'll be passing out information about fentanyl, naloxone, the signs of an overdose, and just resources in our area for if they're needing any help.
Okay. And when you talk about the signs, that's something that parents really need to be aware of, isn't it?
Yes. I also do parent presentations. When I set those up, I have presentations for parents, children, and admin and teachers and staff, so I can facilitate that. But we do a presentation to give them a little bit information about what to look for on their kids' social media, some of the slang, that what it means.
Right. So because kids will hide that in their social media and use a slang term so the parents don't know what it is.
Yes. And it's
until you come along.
And it's always evolving. These kids are pretty smart.
Oh, yeah.
It's always changing, so it's never 100% foolproof, but it gives them at least a chance to know what to look for.
Right. Well, and that's important. The teachers, are you presenting to teachers? Like, we get new teachers every year. Are you presenting to teachers also in, like, their teacher meetings, the dangers, and also what to look for within their students?
It's whatever the school admins would like. I have done trainings for the Bullhead City Elementary School District. I trained all of their health attendants, the superintendents, and principals on naloxone, which is an opioid overdose reversal agency. And made sure all the elementary schools have naloxone on their campus. And just last month, I got to speak to all the high school students. We did it by grade level.
Uh-huh.
So almost 1,200 kids at Mojave, and went over the dangers of fentanyl, how the signs of an overdose look, naloxone, how to administer it, and also the Good Samaritan law.
Yeah, because people worry about, if I give this to him, he's going to sue me.
Yes.
Or his parents are going to sue me. Or yeah.
Yes.
And Good Samaritan law protects that.
Yes, so I cover that really hard with our kids, because as much as we don't want them to do drugs, I tell them they're going to make their own decisions,
yeah.
But I would like them to be armed with the correct tools and knowledge to go
right.
out there. So if they know about the Good Samaritan law, the odds of them calling 911 are higher now.
Right. So they can save that person's life.
Yes.
Yeah. So how long have you been with AZYP?
I've been with AZYP a little bit over 2 years now.
Okay, wow. And you're on the MAP board, Mojave Area Partnership Promoting Educated Decisions.
Say that three times fast.
I know.
Yes, I am the secretary for MAP.
And do you go to MSTEP too?
When I can make it, I do try to go to the MSTEP meetings, and then also Sue has a coalition, YADA.
Yeah.
So we try to all support each other.
Wow. And then Kingman has a coalition besides MSTEP.
The Meth Coalition,
The Meth
yes.
Coalition, right. MSTEP was created to fill all the gaps. And now Bob's taking it to all new levels.
They do great. They
yeah.
do great work. We were up the Hackberry School District.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished a cohort of Too Good for Drugs for the whole school there, and we partnered with MSTEP to educate them.
Good, good. So you work together with the other groups.
Yes, absolutely. We all have the same goal. If we didn't, it'd be...
Well, you know, we're starting to get, like, veterans, where there's a lot of veterans groups, and we're starting to find that there's a lot of groups out there that are trying to keep kids off drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. With everyone we just mentioned, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. Like, my presentation that I did at Mojave High, Westcare, their prevention specialist, came and supported me in that and helped me run the presentation. And we work together when we can to collaborate on different projects.
It's good for them to hear the information from two different adults, two different agencies.
Yes.
But the information's the same.
Yes.
You know, and they can sit back and say, well, it must be the same because we heard it from both of these individuals. You know, it's not one of you made this up or anything like that. And you guys have facts. You have handouts and stuff for the students?
Yes. We utilize SACLA, which is Substance Abuse Coalition Leaders of Arizona. They have a whole toolkit on fentanyl, naloxone. They're adding marijuana and all the substances. And it's standardized so everybody throughout the state can have the same message.
Okay. Excellent. So everyone's using the same program.
That's what they're trying for. I know our agency utilizes it, and Westcare does, and so does MSTEP.
Good. Which are the main ones that are teaching in Mojave County. Is there
yeah.
someone else out there doing it?
The health department does specialize, and I know that they utilize SACLA as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's good because we have everybody using the same information. And telling the same story. So if a student hears one person 1 year, then the next year somebody else are going to hear the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And are there often handouts for the take home for the parents?
Yes, there's lots of different handouts geared towards families, parents, and the youth. So I try to send those out. I've given them out at the high school and at any of the community events. That's the information I hand out.
Good. So I know when I taught fire and life safety, I had homework assignments, but when they were like little, kindergarten, first, second grade, the homework was for the parents, you know.
We send out it with the Too Good for Drugs, since it's evidence-based, they have a homework that goes out each week with them. I know it was easier with the elementary school kids because we technically don't grade it,
right.
But the elementary kids that I had, I would just, if you bring it back to me next week when I come back, just a little, you know, eraser, they were all excited
yeah.
to turn it in.
We did the same thing. I used to do the same thing. In fact, I have one of my rulers sitting here from Bullhead
Fire. I remember
fire.
When you taught me fire safety when I was little.
Yeah. I still have one of those rulers hanging around here in my studio. I think I would, maybe I have two. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, it doesn't take a lot to motivate kids to bring it back. And when it was homework for their parents, you know, and all they had to do was have their parents do it and sign it, and then they get a ruler or a pencil or a hat, whatever, you
yep.
know. So. We used to do all that, and they still do. I think Lori's doing all that, and they're going to be at the Kiwanis Kids Expo too. So is MSTEP. So we'll have to make sure you guys are all on the same page, and then Lori Duggins will be there, and Carol Fingerstein will be there.
Yes.
And so good information. That's coming up March 25th in Bullhead City, at right in front of the city pool on Train Road. We shut Train Road down because it's put on by the Morning Kiwanis Club, and I'm the dude that's in charge. So questions, call me at 928-201-3313. And you can be in a booth right next to Juvie. Right? Yeah.
Well, one side.
One side.
Cinderella's on the other side.
That's right. Cinderella's going to be there too, huh? So how's cookie sales?
They're still going good. We still have some cookies left.
I know it's not Cinderella. It's Girl Scouts, but...
Yes, I do a little bit of everything.
So you busy on the weekends at the stores with the cookies?
Yes, this last weekend we did the car show, and then we also did Safeway for Super Bowl.
Oh, good. And so how's it gone?
She's almost hit her goal. We still have a few cases left, but she's almost reached her goal of $1,550.
Wow. That's a heck of a goal.
It is.
$1,550 boxes.
She's done it before, so.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She or you?
She's pretty motivated too. A couple times she's gotten mad if I mention it before she can. She gets upset that they're her cookie sales.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions regarding drugs, alcohol, prevention, tips, what to look for, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. We have the right size shed for your storage requirements. We have many styles, sizes, and models for your pre-built shed. Come see the selection. I'll be happy to show you around. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave. Or call me, 928-758-7224.
Mojave Electric's fiber network continues to grow, and the benefits of TWN Communications' high-speed internet are endless. Not only is fiber internet fast and affordable, but it also has unlimited data at no extra charge. Take advantage today by pre-registering to ensure your property is fiber-ready by calling 888-227-2095 or by stopping by TWN's local storefront at 2020 Silver Creek Road, 113D in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, there's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
Shopping locally means more than you might think. More after this.
Hello, I'm Kristen Ott with the Lingenfelter Center, and I shop local. Being raised in Kingman, I know the value of all of our local businesses, supporting them, and shopping in them. The small local businesses support our community. They sponsor youth sports or donate a prize, buy an ad in a high school annual. Vegas or Phoenix businesses support their community. We have to support ours. Please always try our local businesses first.
Kristen Ott, a CEO who knows the value of shopping local.
Shopping locally means more than buying goods from local stores. It's also eating at a hometown restaurant you've never tried before, visiting an area farmer's market or craft fair, taking an art class at a local studio, or giving a new service provider a chance to earn your trust. Doing business with neighbors benefits you and your community. So please, think local first.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. A couple more things to tell you about. Grand Funk Railroad tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Edge Pavilion, 7 p.m. at the Edgewater. Call the Edgewater if you want tickets, 702-298-2454. There will be a tug-of-war on Sunday at Bullhead Community Park, put on by the Parks Department. So if you want to get involved with that, call the Bullhead City Parks at 928-763-9400 and ask for extension 8838. And then on Sunday, this is over in Gary Keith Park, they're having a drift, drag, and zoomers for remote control cars. So if you got a remote control car and you want to go have some fun, 10 o'clock at Gary Keith Park. That's a new big blacktop area out there. They're going to have fun. Call Harvey at 928-605-2066. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yeah, they've got 18 $200 grants, classroom grants, for teachers in their MEC territory. And these grants can be used for materials, supplies, equipment for any special school project. Submit your grant no later than March 17th. And there's 18 of them for $200. So, you know, if you know somebody that's a teacher, tell her to apply. Tell them to apply. Applications can be found at the MojaveElectricCooperative.com website, or you can call MEC at 928-763-1100. ProFit Kitchen. If you plan on to get in shape in 2023, you better have ProFit Kitchen on your menu. Yes, sir. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. Nobody else can do that on the Colorado River. Ask about their meal prep solutions. That's where they make your lunch for the whole week, and you take it to work, and you don't have to sit through a drive-thru. How cool is that? Check out the full menu, and you can order right there at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. Oh, yes, our Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place to eat and shop. We got restaurants downstairs, plus the ice cream store. Upstairs, you got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. And then you've got the Levi store to Vitamin World, Boot Barn to the movies to the Pendleton store. Plus five businesses on the front of the mall that faced Casino Drive. TWN Communications, three different services. One dependable fiber connection. You get fiber internet that's so fast and has never failed on me, and I've had it for a year. Digital telephone and TV streaming service, all from TWN in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step and go to TWNcom, that's com/Mojave, or you can call 888-227-2095, or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. There's over 13,000 connections available, and you could be one of them and you don't even know it. Find out. You want it. It's good and it's fast. All right, we got 7 minutes left here in the studio with Juvie talking about Arizona Youth Partnership. And you were going to mention a survey of some kind?
Yes, we have what's called a community readiness survey. It's an anonymous survey done by Bullhead City residents. And we just want the community's perception on our efforts to address youth substance use and the availability of resources. So it takes about 3 minutes. We can get it to you online. It's on the MAPT Facebook page at MAPT BHC.
Okay.
And then we have it in person. Can send it in an email. There's QR codes. And then it goes to a third-party evaluator. And then they give us the results. And we know where we stand in the community and what resources we need to bring to our youth.
Okay. You know, I was really excited when I was at a recent homeless task force meeting. And Jeff Tipton was talking about he's trying to put together on the city website a list of resources. And then they will eventually put that on their app that they have, Go City or Go BHC, whatever it is. They'll have it on the app too. And they will eventually have all the mental health services for homeless and for drug and alcohol addiction. So all those resources out there. I know MSTEP for years has, I mean, KRMC used to build a book and publish it. And by the time you publish it, it's outdated.
Yes.
And this way, with a website, you can always be changing it and keeping it up. So the city of Bullhead's going to take the lead on that, and it should be happening real soon.
Yes, we have a lot of services. I know Arizona Youth Partnership, I may just be the substance abuse, but we also do human trafficking and domestic violence. We have three homeless shelters for youth as it is, Boys in Kingman, Girls in Bullhead. We provide family programs, strengthening families. We support coalitions. We help pregnant teenagers with a Starting Out Right program, transitional youth. And I know Kelly Tanner out of Kingman, she just wrote for a grant and will have a transitional housing for 24 beds in Kingman. They're going to build that from the ground up.
For boys or girls or what?
For both, yes.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So we service youth all the way up to age 22.
22?
Yes, so the transitional living, they help them with the getting the jobs, and that's what we can provide for Mojave County.
Okay. Good.
We do a lot.
All that's with the Arizona Youth Partnership.
Yes, then we do a little bit of everything.
How does an individual out there, besides listening to us on the radio, find out about this and learn more?
Well, we have our website, azyp.org, and we are trying to get out there with our messaging more by making ourselves known in the community through outlets like your radio show.
And then what other events do you have scheduled coming up?
Right now, I will be everything coming up, the health fair on the 25th at MCC. I'll be at that. And then next month, we have the mental health symposium, the bike rodeo, the Teen Resource Fair on March 3rd, and then the Kiwanis Kids Expo. I know I'll be at all of those giving out information.
Okay. Wow. You're staying busy.
I try.
All right. How do people get in touch with you if they have questions and they think, she has a lot to say, I want to talk to her?
They could call me at 928-444-9431, or my email is gevey@azyp.org.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else you want to throw out today?
If they're needing anything, just contact me, and if I don't have the resource, I will help them find what they need.
Oh, can't beat that. Excellent. All right, Juby, thank you so much. I'll see you next month.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. All right. Once again, tomorrow on the Lake Havasu City Show, Speak Out from Havasu, live with Paul. Go Lake Havasu City, and then GDK LLC. And up here in the Laughlin studio tomorrow on Speak Out 2.0 will be the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. They'll be in here for a full hour. So a couple more things to tell you about. We got a community concert coming up on the 23rd of this month at Mojave High School. Showtime's 8 o'clock, and it's the music of Queen. How cool is that? And if you want to go or you want to buy tickets, call Julie at 928-727-9100. And then Kingman's having a Mardi Gras. We'll learn more about that tomorrow because it's being put on by the Chamber. It's at 201 North 4th Street, 6 p.m. on the 25th of February. And tickets, you can call the Chamber in Kingman at 928-753-6253. So we'll find out more of that on tomorrow, Friday. Yeah, when they pop in here. And then, as you heard, the second annual Community Health Fair, Family Health Fair, on the 25th at Mojave Community College in Bullhead City from 10 to 2. And you've heard they're taking over the whole college, so there's going to be a lot going on. Put on by the Mojave Health Coalition. You can call 928-234-5757 for more information. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Everyone have a great day. We're going to have news at the top of the hour, which is about 20 seconds away. And then Sean Hannity will be in your ears for the next 3 hours. We will talk to you in 23 hours. Have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.